Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Adam from Riverside asks, you mentioned on previous shows that you are vegan. You seem passionate about it. Would you help us understand your rationale? Well, Adam, that's a great question, and one that I believe everyone should ask of themselves. And I'm going to answer it in two ways. There's the personal answer, and there's a real estate answer. After all, this is a real estate podcast. There was a time when I would eat anything. I was truly an omnivore. I loved a good steak. I loved the taste, the texture. I would eat a big meal on the weekends and completely ignore the fact that by the end of the meal and the cheesecake, I felt absolutely stuffed. It was really my wife, who was being much more in tune with her body than I was, that woke me up to eating a different way. She noticed that when she ate animal protein, in particular, if it was hormone-fed animal like beef or chicken, she didn't feel as well. But when she ate vegetables, she felt better. She also noticed that when she ate animal protein, she had more skin blemishes. And at first, I was dismissive, but as time went on, the pattern was clear, and it didn't take a huge leap of logic to ask a simple question. If it's affecting her, what are the chances it's having a similar impact on me, and I'm simply not aware? The decision to change diet wasn't a single big decision. It was a series of small decisions that took place over a couple of years. The first decision was to reduce consumption of red meat. We went from almost daily to once a week, then once a month, and at that point, red meat was essentially eliminated. We became educated on how chicken is grown in the industrial farms. I'll spare you the details, but suffice to say, it didn't take long to eliminate chicken. Eliminating farmed fish was just as easy. When you look at wild salmon that has lived in the ocean and compare it with salmon that's been fed hormones, antibiotics, and corn, you can see the difference. In our society, we've gotten very far away from real food. If you pay attention to the actual food without masking it with tons of seasonings and look at the underlying food, you can really see what you're eating. I'm not advocating eating bland food. I'm just saying that when we say something tastes good, it's often more a statement about the seasoning than the actual underlying food. Well, the real question is, what is food? When I walk into the grocery store, I'm astounded by how a smaller percentage of the store contains actual real food in its natural state. Now, I'm not one of these torch-bearing vegans who has religion about it. It was a series of small personal choices, a multitude of small decisions over several years. Here's what I found. I felt better. I had more energy. I didn't have the cycle of sleepiness in the afternoons. The periods of low energy in the late afternoon were gone. I just felt better. Every now and then, I would eat animal protein, either because it was convenient or just because I wanted the taste. And you know what? I don't miss it. I keep reminding myself why I stopped eating it. I really feel terrible. I feel physically unwell when I eat animal protein, so that's why I've stopped. The biggest culprit to feeling unwell has actually been milk-based products. Now, I love cheese. I love the taste. I love the texture. But then again, when I eat it, I don't feel well, so I eat it very, very rarely. If you look at the average American plate in an American restaurant, most of the calories come from animal protein. It's incredibly difficult to get a meal in an average restaurant that's majority vegetable. If you look at the average menu, you'll see one or two dishes that are vegetarian or vegan, and the rest are mostly animal protein. But just like for me, tastes are changing. Today, about 5% of the American population identifies as vegetarian, and about 3% as vegan. Demand for vegan food is increasing. These are small personal choices. Now that's the personal side. Let's look at the real estate and in particular, the natural resource component. It takes 15 pounds of grain and soy to produce 1 pound of grain-fed beef. Not only that, it takes 2,500 gallons or about 10,000 liters of water to produce that same pound of beef. Water truly is the scarce resource. It takes only 23 gallons of water to produce a pound of tomatoes. Again, that compares with 2,500 gallons to produce a pound of beef, 100 times more water. In the United States, there's more than 9 billion livestock maintained to supply our animal protein each year. And if we switch from eating animal protein to eating a plant-based diet, we could feed another 5 billion people on this planet. Just a 10% reduction of animal protein in the U.S. alone could free up enough resources to feed another 100 million people. Again, I'm not one of these people with religion around eating vegan. It's a personal choice, and I'm not here to tell anybody what they should do. But all other things being equal, I don't feel right, as a personal choice, consuming 100 times more water just so I can have a steak. I don't feel right consuming 15 times more plant protein so I can have a chicken breast. We have a population that expects exponential growth of income, population, growth of profits, growth of consumption, at a time when we're bumping up against the fundamental resource limits of our planet. And that may be a conversation for another day. I'm simply choosing to make simple choices that will reduce my environmental footprint by a factor of 10 in terms of food and a factor of 100 in terms of water consumption, with the side effect that I actually feel better. Thank you, Adam, for a great question. As you're thinking about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.